Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all your sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Just head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BLEAV, that is BLEAVE, capital letters BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I don't know. I was about to do a countdown. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunzinger, at Thunder Chats. We're your part of the Believe Network. Make sure I didn't forget anything. Oh, yeah. And this this episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. All right. I've checked all my boxes. Now let's get into the introduction. So I am not by myself. I am here with my good friend, the one, the only, spitting into a spitter, Champagne Jerry. What up, Jerry?
What's up, man? Tired as hell. It's been the longest, shortest week of my life. But here I am, man. Over here a little sad and fulfilled from tonight's game and ready to talk about it.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a game. We're about to get into that. But before we do, talking about this game, we got to go into the segment that we called the single large item. All right, man. So, Jerry, you know the deal. Single large item. We talk about our big takeaways. I don't know why my computer's just deciding to play stuff in the background. But, yeah, we're talking about this Denver Nuggets game, in which we lost 131-126 in overtime. Jerry, you have the floor, sir. What is your first single large item? We'll do a couple since it's just me and you.
First and foremost, Isaiah Joe. I almost said his name backwards.
Joe Isaiah.
He's an absolute monster. I was actually, you know, beyond his shooting, I was really impressed with his defense tonight in good stretches of the game, especially whenever we came back. He did pretty well one-on-one, and then he was even better in team defense and, you know, rotating around and making sure he was running out. So, love me some Isaiah Joe, your future 3-point champion, once the All-Star break hits.
Yeah, Isaiah Joe was second on the team in scoring tonight. 21 points in 21 minutes, 7-11 from the field, hit 7 of 10 from the three-point line. And like you were saying, like it wasn't just offense, it was defensively. You were talking about his team defense. I think I remember at least two drawn charges from Isaiah Joe. So, like, he really came up big on that end of the floor, which has kind of been a struggle for him, which is kind of why he, you know, doesn't play more than he has been.
Yep.
And, yeah, team high plus 17. So,
yeah, you know, that first charge was legit, too. Like, that was, like, just perfect textbook. The double team came around, knew he was going to spin towards the baseline and was just ready for him. So, the second one, yeah, Jokic just does Jokic things and puts his arms and flails them all over the place whenever he's driving and or screening and or just doing anything else. Mm-hmm. The dude's a mess.
And hey, you'll love this. He had two rebounds on the game and both of which were on the offensive end.
We'll take it.
So he was hustling out there. And I got to call myself out. So I mentioned he was 7-10 from the three-point line. I think he started the game 0-2, maybe even 0-3 from three-pointers.
Yep.
It was 0-2 for sure. I remember he heat checked after he like started hitting them, but he started the game 0-2. I think it was 0-2 in the first half alone. And 0-2 in the first half alone. And then I tweeted, I was like, I think Isaiah Joe might have tricked us, y'all, you know, evoking the Russell Westbrook Pat Bev tricked y'all, man. And, because obviously he started out 0-2 from three. I remember the past couple games he missed some shots. I know he's shooting like 40-something percent for the year, but it's only on like 1.5 attempts per game. So I was like, you know, he might have tricked us. Like, he's not playing defense. And if he's not making his shots, then, you know, what's he doing? And, well, as I said on Twitter, I retract my statement.
Yeah.
I retracted my statement, and I got rightfully flamed. People were saying delete this. And to that I say, as I say on this podcast, I own my mistakes. So, Isaiah Joe, I apologize. I was unaware of your game. And, I understand now that you are also him. In addition to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I'm wearing the him hoodie right now. I guess we got to get a new one with your silhouette. So, Sub, get down the pipe, man.
Yep.
All right, man. So, on my single large item, I mean, I'm wearing the him hoodie, so I got to go with him. We got to go with Shai. I mean, he had 31 points, 11 assists, one turnover, which is great assist to turnover ratio.
Also, oh, yeah.
Like the team did a great job taking care of the ball today. They had 9 turnovers as a team, 3 of which were from Josh Giddey. Which we'll talk a little bit about Giddey here in a little bit, I'm sure. But finishing up on Shai, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, like still putting it in on defense. And you could tell in the first quarter he was still kind of going through the motions on defense, but
yep. The whole team was really. I mean, yeah. It was everybody.
It was in the first quarter. Shai got fouled and KCP like raked his face. And yeah. you could tell he took exception from that. And like it kind of woke Shai up because for the rest of specifically the second quarter, I haven't seen him as engaged on defense as I have. Like he was locked in. Finished the game 8-20, 1-4 from three, like not great shooting from that perspective, but 14-14 from the free throw line. So, you know, getting back to that early season form on the free throw stripe. The thing that kind of stuck out is in the fourth quarter and overtime, I think Shai was like 2 of 8 shooting. And it could be attributed to a lot. But, you know, obviously Shai is one of the clutchest players in the leagues. We want to see that percentage up a little bit more. But I think he was – like specifically in overtime, I think he was super passive. It felt like he was driving to pass instead of driving to, you know, be aggressive and score and attack. Like he was driving to kick out for three very early in overtime when like threes aren't necessarily necessary, especially with the team who shoots them as bad as us. Jerry, how do you feel about Shai tonight?
No, I thought he was absolutely amazing. And it definitely did turn on, you know, after the rake to the face. He made a couple of really savvy plays on defense, especially in the third and in the fourth to really, he had that steal where he picked it right there towards the end to kind of seal it up and make it go to overtime. But I mean, the dude's a dude, man. Like, he's just great at what he does. And I think, you know, kind of, you have to think about it this way. So a couple of his shots ending the fourth and even in OT, they were great looks. He had really one bad, like terrible freaking look where he like tried to get downhill and just launched it up at the rim, you know, from on the left-hand side. And that was just terrible. Like the whole thing was. And other than that, man, he was super, to me, he was great, you know, throughout the rest of the game. I think it's kind of good that he was trying to get those guys involved, right? If you noticed a lot of the action, Isaiah Joe was the screener, right? And they were trying to get that action off of it, but the Nuggets did a very good job of really hedging that screen and then making sure to get back over to Isaiah. He made him pay for it one time still, but I think Shea's being a leader in those situations and giving these guys a chance to perform, you know, and kind of figure it out. And I mean, we've talked about this multiple times, you know, since the season, and I've heard it all around the Twitter world, but like, we want these guys to get experience. That's what we want. You know, we want to put these guys in that situation so they know how to react later down the road when we are, you know, firing all of our bullets at the same time. I mean, we don't have Chet. We're bound for another lottery pick, you know, or pretty dang close, or trading up into one. It is what it is, you know, and I'm okay with that, especially whenever he got his already, you know, like he'd already put up his, you know, I think 29 at that point, something like that. So he was drawing some criticism on the TL, and I'm just like, no, shut that down. Someone said that the reason why we lost was because of Shea's shot selection, which was not right. It was our horrendous defense and our inability to rebound is what really killed us tonight. So, you know, I think he's trying to get more people involved, you know, just so when the time comes and they arrive, that everybody's ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna chalk it up to.
Yeah, and that's definitely fair because, I mean, you know, like you said, like this team needs experience in these situations, and because it's as clutch as Shea is, and he's still one of the clutchest players in the NBA, like regardless of how today turned out, if this team is going to take the next step to where we think they can, other guys have to step up when Shea isn't hitting that night, like whenever he's struggling, because like expecting Shea to put on his cape every time he comes out on the court and just save us whenever we're in these close games isn't realistic, and it isn't fair to Shea, honestly. Like, you know, basketball's a team sport. It's not, you know, a one-man show. So, you know, we had, I think, like a 12-point lead at the end of the third quarter. And Shea went out off of the floor. And, you know, that's kind of been a trend for the Thunder all season. Third quarter, we build a lead. We come back from a lead. Like, we really make a difference. Like, I think Andrew Schleck tweeted out today, we're like second in the league in terms of net rating for the third quarter. Like, we really come out of halftime with a purpose. And Shea usually plays the entire third quarter. And then after that, you have about somewhere between 6 to 8 minutes of just trying to stay alive, trying to hold the lead, trying not to, you know, give up what you just built on the third quarter because Shea's on the bench. And again, that's not fair to Shea because he just played an entire quarter. And then he's seeing all his work, you know, go down the toilet. And then he comes back in. It's like, Shea, save us. And like, he can. He has that ability. And that's what's cool. But, you know, like you're saying, like, this team needs experience. This team needs to learn how for that not to happen in order to take that next step.
Well, and that lineup tonight, you know, that bench lineup whenever Shea came out, because he pretty much brought everybody out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To end the fourth, I don't think anybody stayed on the court. Maybe one guy. I can't recall just perfectly, but that lineup that got replaced, man, like, they're not a defensive heavy type of team. You know what I mean? And they need to learn how to be. They need to learn how to sustain a lead. They need to learn how to keep getting good buckets and attacking the rim, because the offense just kind of fell apart at that time. And from then on, you know, I got to give the team flowers, just because, I mean, they had every reason to choke that off completely. And I'm talking about in regulation, like, they had every reason to, and still had the gumption and the ability to keep that thing going. So, you know, for what it's worth, yeah, does it suck to lose, especially a game like that, just because we definitely felt like we're in the driver's seat? Yes. Am I completely okay with losing to a deep playoff team in the Nuggets that are very well coached and have a lot of veterans on it? Absolutely. I'm okay with that. And I think tonight a lot of these guys are going to have some good film to look at, because the defensive intensity was there. Well, I can't say that for the first quarter, but you know, the rest of the game, it was definitely there, and they fought like hell. We were just outsized in a bunch of positions, and we could not read a miss to save our lives tonight. So, yeah, not putting that on Shea.
Yeah. And, you know, but before you get to your next thing, Lord Adam, you know, talking about the rebounding, looks like Denver had 55 to our 39. They had 17 offensive rebounds to our 12. And there was, I tweeted about it, there was one back-breaking possession in which we got multiple stops, but Denver kept getting the offensive rebound, and it ended up in, I think we got two stops and they got the rebounds, and then they got in Jokic's hand, and we decided to double him, and we fouled him, and he went to the line. And it was literally bat-breaking. It sucked all the energy, all the momentum out of us. So, yeah, can't be having that. But, Jerry, I'm going to ask you for your second single large item, sir.
No, and I just want to say real quick, you know, with that rebounding, everyone needs to realize that big of a discrepancy and us still taking them to OT and barely losing, that's freaking impressive as hell. Like, that's super impressive for us to be able to do that and find other ways to close that gap up. But, so I think my next single large item has to be Lu Dort. The dude played amazing tonight. Couple of bad shots, couple of missed calls, though, at the same time at the rim. I just realized tonight, and I kind of had the epiphany on it against the Knicks, but nobody can body that man up at all, like, whenever he's moving full speed. And he did it again tonight. And then just his stretch of shooting from behind the arc for what, the last almost month now, right? I think we're at like 3 weeks right now, has been well and above over 40%. I think the stat was 47% is what I heard.
Nick Gallo said, right now, including tonight.
Yeah. I think Nick Gallo said it was 47% since November 7th, which he's keeping that trend going. I thought his off the ball defense and his on the ball defense was just really, really, really great. And he's just being a dude, man. He is such a spark plug for this team at certain times.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
With my busy life, I use Shipt same-day delivery to keep up. When I need a jar of extra creamy peanut butter delivered, I know my personal shopper Amber will come through. And if it's not on the shelf, she asks them to check the back. Shipt, delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And he definitely showed that tonight.
Yep. 48 and a half since he came back from.
Does that include tonight?
Yes. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. I added that in there. Yeah. Well, I said since he came back from injury, but I lied. 48 and a half since the Toronto game after the Bucks, or after our 4-game losing streak when we played Toronto, that was the start of his 3-point renaissance. He shot 3-4 that game, and then from there it was just 40% and above, except for the Memphis game. He was 0-for-2, but yeah, he's really been turning it on, and he's been doing so a variety of fashion, catch and shoot, pump fake, sidestep. He's not pulling out the step back or pull ups or anything like that, but and he's getting it done all over the court, corners, wings, straight away. It's been really impressive. It's been really noticeable. And, you know, hopefully that is a trend that continues to, you know, work its way in for Dort. We'll see.
Thank you, Chip. Appreciate you, Chip. You're the man, Chip.
Yeah, because he's right now for the season, he's still shooting 29.7%. So,
yeah, no, he took a crap ton of volume like that first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, he always does.
Yeah, it was just nuts. If he could just control that piece, good Lord, where he might be at right now for the season.
Yeah, he's actually shooting less threes than he did last year. So he's at 5.4 a game and 7.7 a game the year prior. So
nice.
Baby steps, controlling it. All right, man. My single large item, I think people will start pulling their hair out if I don't say this. Alexa Pokuševski, dude. Came back from injury. Automatically, like, the Thunder are 0-3 when Alexa Pokuševski is not in the lineup. They're also 0-2 when Alexa Pokuševski is hurt during a game and has to come out. So 0-5 in that little span. Obviously, we lost tonight, even though Poku was in the game, but it wasn't because of him. 13 points, 5-8 shooting, 2-4 from three. He had 3 assists, 3 blocks, a huge steal in overtime that we really thought was going to seal the game.
Bro, that was an amazing steal. Mm-hmm. He baited that guy into that the whole way and then was able to, like, that was super athletic, like, how he did that. That was just really freaking nice.
Yeah, it was really smart how he used his length. He was just, like, the jump in his game that he's taken from last year to this year is unreal. Like, he's playing like the game has slowed down for him and his shot is reliable at this point. And I mean, he looks great out there, man. Like there was one sequence where he straight up swatted Aaron Gordon at the rim, which impressive in and of itself. Yep. Then he runs the floor. The ball finds him in the corner and he knocks down a three and it prompts Denver to call a timeout. And mm-hmm. because the Paycom Center was rocking after that. Now, in overtime, he did get fouled and he split his free throws 1-2 from the free throw line. He actually missed 2 free throws before he made his last one, but Jokic had a violation on the first one. Obviously, that free throw percentage is like the next step to like Poku being like legitimate, but like he's been doing great, man.
Yeah, and I'm still mad about that because that should have been a technical on Jokic.
Oh, yeah, he was in the ref's face.
Yeah, and like just doing the most with it and still didn't get his butt on the line. Like it doesn't matter. They made the call. He's getting another free throw. Get your snotty nose band itself on the block and do something. But yeah, y'all know how I feel about Poku. I haven't wavered from my Poku fandom or my belief in him long term. He's going to age like fine wine. Just get better and better and better as this keeps on going. Dude, his length in and of itself creates so much chaos on defense, and mm-hmm. I love it. Like, and it's not even about the block shots. Like, it's everywhere else where he really impacts passing lanes. And like, I saw Denver a few times tonight. Like, if there was anybody else down there protecting the rim, they would have taken it at him. But they saw it was Poku, and they pulled it out. There was at least 3 possessions in the fourth quarter that I remember that they were like, nope, not even going to go challenge homeboy because I'm going to get myself killed. The ascension is coming, and we're at the bottom of the mountain still. I wholeheartedly believe that. We're still at the bottom of this Poku mountain that we're all climbing together. And then one thing that I can't believe we forgot to talk about whenever we were talking about Shea.
Mm-hmm.
How did we not talk about how he literally took a life tonight?
Oh, yeah. I meant to say that, but I was stuck on how they needed to play better without him. Yeah. I mean, he snatched the ankles right off the mat. It was funny because it literally, like, you hear people use the term so, like, loosely, put dudes on skates.
Yeah.
Like, when I say Shea put the dude on skates, like, he went by him, and it was almost like he was on roller skates because one minute he was upright, and Shea was already about to pull up on the shot, and then his feet just flew out from under him. Like, literally, he was on roller skates.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and then this will team up with the Poku thing. Did you catch Poku's reaction whenever he put him down?
I didn't.
All right, so you have to go rewatch the video. Look at the bottom of your screen, the bottom left of the screen whenever you see it. John Hamm ended up picking this up, and I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. But Poku does like a little like happy skip whenever it happens, like, oh my god, I can't believe he just did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the nastiest things ever. Like, I'm sitting in my house watching the game, and my Apple Watch told me that I was being too loud because I screamed just like a maniac. Because that was a super clean breakage of the ankles. Like,
yeah,
it was super clean. And I can't say that about all of Shea's, you know, where he creates a lot of that space, because he does, just like everybody else in the league.
He gives a little nudge, not a full extension, but a little nudge.
Yeah, and so does everybody else. But that one was just nasty. Like, that was just stupid nasty. And that just he knows that he can do that, especially whenever he gets the one-on-one. And that's the other thing that I appreciated about Shea tonight, and I'm sorry to go back to it, is he did very well at picking his spots and making sure it had the right matchup. you know, because they ran like a weird like 3-2 zone or like a 1-2-2. It was like the weirdest thing ever. It might have been a box and one, really and truly. I wasn't paying that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still finding the other guys. He was still able to get Isaiah and his, you know, hit him in the pocket over and over and over again. So, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to go back, but
no, you're fine.
Thinking about Poku's reaction was like the best thing ever to the Shea shot because he literally freaked out.
Yep. Well, right now, Poku is tied for fifth in the league in block shots per game. That was before tonight where he had three blocks, so might go up, might.
Oh, he should with three maybe, more?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe jump over those guys. So
yeah,
he most
definitely should.
Yeah, he's at 1.9, tied with Zubac and Bol Bol. Claxton's at 2, and Anthony Davis is at 2.1. Miles Turner and Brook Lopez are at 2.8, so I think he's a little bit out of range for him. But with those three, he might jump Claxton, maybe AD. So
yeah. He's going to get close for sure. He's definitely going to get close. And I don't see that changing at all from him.
Like yeah, that, no, he's legitimate, like, one of the best weak side rim protectors in the league at this point.
Yeah. Well, and even, like, one-on-one, he made Aaron Gordon and Jokic make a lot of really tough shots. Like, if he didn't block it or anything, they were still just tough looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude's an absolute animal. I love it.
Yeah, last one I wanted to talk about was Santa putting up his career high, 16 points, 4-9 shooting, 2-3 from deep, hit all six of his free throw attempts, had one assist, one block. He started out the game like stupid hot. Like I think he hit two floaters. He had a layup.
Hit that three.
Fadeaway three, off of a Giddy assist, off of, I think, a Poku block. He started off stupid hot. That was actually all of his made shots now that I think about it.
But he definitely got shut down in that second half, but it's still beautiful to see him do that.
Yeah, and the team trusts him, man. Like, you know, I talked about how Shea was kind of kicking it to shooters when I didn't think it was necessary. And I get, like, trusting your teammates and, you know, giving your teammate a chance to make a play, but I was just saying, like, continue to be aggressive. But he also hit a cut in Jalen Williams late in overtime. And, you know, he's a rookie out there. Like, Jalen Williams has barely played a dozen games in the NBA. And Shea's already trusting you at the rim in, you know, in the clutch in the overtime regular season NBA game. So, he's he's stepping up, man. I really like what I'm seeing out of him. He didn't really have the ball in his hands as much tonight in terms of like creation like he has in the past few games. But he stepped into that scoring role and he was doing really good.
Well, I was really impressed tonight with his ability to switch on defense because, you know, he would go from Gordon to Conchon or I can't even
Conchar.
Say his name. Yeah, Conchar to you know, getting switched onto a smaller guy and was able to hold his own just throughout. I love that kid. I really do love that kid. That might be my favorite draft pick this year. And I'm only saying that right now because Chet hasn't played a game.
Yeah.
But I love him so well, and that's actually kind of crappy to say. He's like literally the only one getting a lot of PT. So I have to love him by default.
Well, it's important to note that Ooze has been in the G League. He didn't play in the G League game today, and we found out that he is sick.
Yep.
And they said if he's feeling better, they expect him to be called up sometime around Friday. So
yep.
Hopefully the Jang gang gets to see more Ooze minutes. I would like to see him as much as I've enjoyed Eugene and like his physical toughness, like I think it would benefit the Thunder long term if we saw Ooze taking those minutes instead.
I don't know yet. I don't know. He kind of reminds me, and I might be completely off on this because this is just a quick thought that I had, but he reminds me of Poku first season a lot. Like there's flashes every so often, you know, but for the most part, you need to go sit in the G League and just come watch the games at night because you're not ready yet. Not saying that he won't be ready towards the end of the season or going into next season, but I would rather get some run out of some of these other guys and check out some of these different lineups. Because the one thing that I've noticed that Mark has been doing is, you know, the way he's been staggering Josh and Shay, he's tinkering with that second lineup so much. And I think some of those other guys are just a little bit more deserving and ready. But we'll see. We'll see. I could be completely off on this, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit more polished than Poku, honestly, just because he played in a more competitive league. I think he has a more physically imposing body. Like, you know, obviously they're both very thin, but yeah, he's got more broad shoulders. I think he's a little bit more physical than Poku was. Has a cleaner jump shot than Poku still does, in my opinion. But defensively is really where I think Ooze is going to hang his hat at early. You know, obviously Poku always had flashes of like weak side rim protection, and now we're seeing that come to fruition. But Ooze just knows where to be defensively, does a great job sliding his feet, flipping his hips, staying in front of his man, putting a body on guys, contesting shots. So that's why I'd love to see him out there, just because like it gives us another dimension on defense. It just sucks because like one of his strengths is, you know, creating with the basketball in his hands, and obviously with guys like Shay and Giddy, and then even, you know, Poku and Dort and Trey Mann, Jalen Williams, like all these guys need the ball, or, you know, will have the ball in their hands. And so Ooze kind of gets relegated to standing in the corner on the 3-point line. So I'd like to see him do a little bit more off ball as well. But yeah, I mean, I like what I've seen out of Ooze in his limited action, honestly. Obviously, you know, all of his shots aren't going to fall. You know, he's still very young. I think he's 18 years old still. So yeah, brighter days ahead for Ooze. I just want to see him. I want to see the Thunder do everything they can to develop that guy.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I could see that. And he's 19, by the way. So,
oh, my fault.
Yeah, you're way off, dude.
It's the acne.
Yeah, no. I love the kid. I don't know. I want to see more run with the Trey Manns. I need him to see more run, even though he's been trying to find his groove again, you know, after the injury and being out for a little bit. I want to see what Baisley can do. And I'll be honest with you, I really want more Baisley minutes. And, well, now I have to be very specific. I want really good, really good Baisley minutes so we can ship him off for a first. Because he's the next thing to go. I mean, he really is. He's going to have some value to another team, but on this one, he's just not going to fit long term. Starting to believe that more and more each day, especially whenever I see him play offense and fumble the ball more than a Steelers quarterback.
Wow, that's just rude and uncalled for.
Sorry.
And warranted, because I don't even like my quarterback. So, anyways, let's Jerry. We've talked our heads off about this Thunder game against the Nuggets. It was a good game. It was a fun game. You know, a couple things could have gone differently, and you know, could have ended up differently. But it is what it is. Let's look ahead to our schedule for the next 5 games. And let's see here. So. Obviously, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. As you guys are listening to this, maybe it's on your commute to your folks' house for Thanksgiving, or maybe you're listening to it while you're cooking. Whatever it is, happy Thanksgiving to you. Tomorrow, Black Friday, we will be playing the Chicago Bulls at home. Then we travel to Houston on Saturday for the second half of back-to-back. Then going into Monday, we go to New Orleans and play the Pelicans. Going into Wednesday, we come back home to play San Antonio for a quick cup of coffee. And then Saturday, after 2 days rest, we play the Timberwolves at Minnesota. So, Jerry, what is your prediction for the record for our next 5 games?
not getting the Bulls. So 0-1, 1-1, 1-2, 2-2. We're going to go 2-3 during this stretch.
2-3. What do you think? We just beat the Rockets and the Spurs?
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, it might not even be the Rockets because I think they're going to show up for that game. May not be the Rockets. We might sneak one in on somebody else like the Pelicans or maybe the Wolves. But most definitely, we will beat the Spurs.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. I'm going to go 3-2 here. I think we do beat the Rockets. I think, you know, as much as you said the Rockets are going to show up for that game, I think we're also going to show up for that game because we kind of started rebuilding around the same time, as much as Rockets fans probably don't want to agree. You know, there's history there in that game, whether it's this regime of Thunder or the past regime of Thunder, or even the regime before that, like, you know, there's just kind of bad blood between these franchises. So yeah. I think that, you know, we get up for that one and we try to show up for that one. I'm actually picking us against the Bulls, man. You know, obviously this Nuggets loss was rough. And I think that we come out after Thanksgiving, after our bellies are full, and we come out and, you know, we show the world again we're not to be messed with. You know, just because we're 7-11, we're going to make ourselves 8-11 by beating the Bulls, and we're going to beat the Rockets. I think we lose to the Pelicans because I think the Pelicans are a really good team. I can't remember if I ended up picking them or not, but I think I had them in the Western Conference Finals in the season prediction show. I mean, they just – they have very limited – like, they have very little weakness. If everything clicks together and they can stay healthy, I mean, they're just going to be hard to beat in general. Yeah. Spurs, like you said, I mean, they're kind of a train wreck. Makes me sad for Keldon Johnson. I'd love to go poach him, by the way. If we're, if we're like around 500 and they're like, yeah, we want to get Keldon out of here, like, bet, here's 3 first round picks. Give me that, man.
Yeah.
And then Minnesota Timberwolves. I think we lose. I just think that's a terrible matchup for us. We have no bigs, and they have 2 of them. As bad as they've been playing together this year, they did quite well against us. So, yeah, I think we lose that one.
See, and that's the one that I think if we can sneak one out, that's the best one that we have a chance on because of our pace and just our quickness and ability to get out. And they can't as much as us. So we'll see how it turns out. We'll definitely see how it turns out, but I'm going to say 2-3.
Man, that is the beginning of a 5-game road trip, and then we come back home for a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-game home.
Oh, dude, December is amazing. Like, I cannot wait for December because I'm going to be at the Paycom Center so much in December. Man, like, it's going to be stupid.
Yeah, that's wild. That is absolutely wild. Okay, yeah, that's our predictions for that. And then, you know, a few weeks after that comes January 27th. We play the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we will be having our fan event. Very excited for that. We're working on ironing out details for that, so please be patient with us. We've literally – it was literally, like, 3 days ago whenever this transpired. So, like, just give us a little bit of patience. We'll try to have something to you guys next week. But I do have to say we're very excited, very overwhelmed by the reaction and the response.
Heck yeah, we are.
All right. And Jerry, with that being said, man, you know, we talked about tomorrow being Thanksgiving for us, probably Thanksgiving for the listeners right now. So let's end this with a little spin on Shay or Nay, you know, when we talk about something good and something bad that's happened to us. And let's talk about what we're thankful for. And, you know, to keep it Thunder, we'll talk about thankful for on the Thunder team and also what we're thankful for in life. So, Jerry, without further ado, why don't you give us started?
So I'll go to the team first here. I'm just thankful that we have an organization that has a direction that they want to go, and they're okay with the bumps in the road right now. I'm very thankful for that because we're not going to be short-sighted. So love that. As far as life goes, man, I'm just one lucky dude. I really am. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing. And it's just absolutely amazing to be doing them. Another year, you know, got my daughter, got my beautiful wife, being a ticket holder. I mean, I just got so many things to be just super duper blessed for, man.
Heck yeah, man. I love it. Thunder-wise, I mean, do I got to say, I'm thankful for him, dude. I'm thankful that we have a guy that can not only be an all-star, not only be an all-NBA guy, not only be the number one option on a championship team, I really feel like, but can legitimately be an MVP candidate and one of the best players in the league. You know, despite a rough stretch in the two games before the Nuggets game, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is here, man. He's playing his best basketball, and he's just scratching the surface. Like Mark Begnault said, like, this is not his final level. Like, he has other steps that he can take on both sides of the ball, and that should scare the rest of the league, and it should excite Thunder fans. So, yep. I'm thankful that when we started this rebuild, we already had that guy on our team. So, shout out, yeah. Shai. I hope you're doing well.
Hope you're doing well, Shai. No, and we, and all the thanks needs to go to Dame Lillard, and the Portland Trail Blazers for making that shot. We thank you for that. Very nice of you to set us up for the rest of our lives.
And maybe in turn, we should thank Paul George for doing the reverse dunk as time expired in Game 5, that prompted the Blazers to try to beat us as bad. So.
Yeah.
And then as far as life, man, you know, I'm thankful. Obviously I'm thankful for my family. I have an awesome family, very supportive, loving, rock of a wife. I got two great healthy boys. And then I got Nova, who has been through so much, overcome so much. And I'm thankful that he is home with us right now. We're actually taking him out, for his first Thanksgiving. We didn't go anywhere last year, so
nice.
Going to the Huntzinger family dinner tomorrow, so that'll be fun and interesting.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man, and yeah, you know, I'm thankful for my for all my friends, you know, the ones that are here at home and the ones that I've met you and Alex. The ones that most of them I haven't met in person, but you know that they're my unit, and I consider them my brothers, so thankful for them as well.
Yeah, and I'm thankful for all you guys, I guess.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, and I'm thankful to you, the listener, for continuing your listening and supporting and your interacting and your engagement, and yeah, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, a great holiday with your family, and your friends. Good fantasy football day, good DFS day. If your NFL team's playing tomorrow, I hope they win, because Steelers aren't playing, so I don't really care what happens. With that being said, I hope you guys have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always,
Thunder up.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.